are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but that's not as exciting as we got the playoffs. And I can't wait. Now, usually I've already given you my pick earlier in the week, but we've had kind of an issue. Now, me being a medical doctor, I don't pick football teams based on colors or how they look or which coach is cuter. I don't do that like I'm accused of doing. What I do when I pick a football team and who's going to win is I'm very medical with my approach to everything. No, I don't count orifices. What I do is I go to the NFL injury report. And many of you know I correctly predicted that the Saints would win a few years back, the Ravens would win. Now, I'm not saying my way is foolproof. If it was, I'd be going to the sports book and actually, I mean, we bet a little bit, you know, like $20. We don't really put a lot of money because we don't have a lot of money to bet. But if I was, you know, 100%, then I would probably not be in radio because I'd be making so much money. But I'm not 100%. Yet, I am pretty damn close. And so I think my way of deducing and deciding and predicting who's going to win is pretty damn good. Now, here is why such a delay and why you aren't getting the scoop until today. The NFL injury report for the four teams, okay, that are supposed to be playing this Sunday, it doesn't list their current groin injuries. So I know you guys are desperate. You've been waiting all week for me to give you these picks because you know where to put the money. And so what I'm going to do, just because desperate times call for desperate measures, I am going to look at the divisional playoff NFL injury report, okay? It should be good enough, because if somebody injured themselves, most likely there could be some residual inflammation. Now, years ago, how I would predict who would win was I would look at the NFL injury report and decide which of the injuries would be the most devastating to not only that person, but the team. So when you look at hip injuries or ankle injuries or back injuries, etc., to me, I would think the groin injury, and we've discussed this before, the groin injury is the most devastating. Okay? I mean, how are you even supposed to carry a football when you've sustained a groin injury? So what I would do is I would pick whichever team had the most groin injuries, they would lose. Right? Right. However, something happened. And I think it was the same phenomenon that caused the polar vortex. No, it might have also been, maybe it also caused some of the El Nino changes, right, with hurricane season. Something happened a couple years back where if there was a groin injury on that team, these guys would kick major butt. Something about the groin injury would superpower the team. So where we are now is if you look at the NFL injury report, whoever has a groin injury, the teammates are so ticked that somebody would injure their teammate's groin that they become supermen. And that is how you medically predict who is going to then win, whether it's the playoffs or the Super Bowl. So now remember, I need to go back to last week's NFL injury report. So remember, the Seahawks were playing the Saints. Saints, no groin injury. The Saints' groins were pristine. Yet the Seahawks, Jordan Hill, he had a groin injury. Did not participate, I don't think. Which means, and what happened? The Seahawks won. So, you see where I'm going with this? Okay, so, Seahawks had a groin injury. Now, let's look at the Patriots. The Patriots were up against the Colts. Oh my gosh, there are groin injuries all over the place. You had Danny Amendola, Kyle Arrington, and I apologize if I'm pronouncing these right, Dade Fletcher, Shane Vereen, four groin injuries. No groin injuries on the Colts. No wonder the Patriots won. Going down now to the Broncos versus the Chargers. Chargers lost, as we all know, right? And by the way, you know, considering San Diego's had such a tough time with all of their sports teams, I got to hand it to San Diego for even making it that far. That was pretty good, okay? The Denver Broncos, no groin. So if there is no groin injury, I know some of you guys are biting your nails going, what do we do? No groin injury on the Denver Bronco report. Then you go to the next severe injury, which would be concussion. There were three concussions with the Denver Broncos. Yeah. And then you have the 49ers versus the Panthers. And again, bravo to the Panthers. Boy, that was a surprise. But San Francisco 49ers, no groin injury. No head injuries. But get this, guys. Jonathan Goodwin on this NFL injury report, it says here, not injury related. That must be something really special. That's why the 49ers won. Okay, now, this is where it gets tricky, and this is why Dr. Dahlia is who I is. Because this is how I am going. I mean, I don't know how anybody could deal with this much stress on how to predict who's going to win the playoffs with not even the NFL injury report in front of them. So I am going to go and use the old NFL injury report to determine who's going to win. Now, right now, for the playoffs, we've got the Patriots versus the Broncos, the 49ers versus the Seahawks. So, okay, let's look at the Patriots and Broncos here really quickly. All right, so the Patriots going back, groin injuries all over the place. Broncos, no groin injuries. It's going to be the Patriots. I mean, there's just no question about it. Mind you, I thought the Broncos were going to make it all the way to Super Bowl, but nobody hurt their groin. Now, let's look at the Seahawks versus the 49ers. Seahawks, again, Jordan Hill. Thank God for Jordan Hill's groin. Seahawks, Jordan Hill, 49ers, no groin. It's going to be the Seahawks. Now, I have been all season going, it's probably going to be the Broncos and the 49ers. But the science is here. So it's going to be the Patriots and the Seahawks. And it doesn't matter how much I love the Broncos. I have to go with the science. Look, you know, I'm not allowed as a doctor to, you know, put my own personal preferences into the science. And so I guess, I mean, I'm not allowed to tell you what to bet on. Okay, because I'm not supposed to tell anybody to bet, but looks like a sure thing to me. All right, so I'm good. We got the NFL music on here. Oh, I love it. Cannot wait. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 17, 2014. Gold opened this morning at $1,244.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,290.28, $645.14 for a half ounce, or $322.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,290.28, $645.14, and $322.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We got a lot to talk about today. Apparently, New York State receives a quote-unquote C for its emergency medical care. Who's rating this and why, what constitutes a C? We're also going to talk about how Google is planning on making these contact lenses that monitor your glucose level in your tears. So rather than you having to finger stick yourself, if the contact lens can tell how sugary your tears are, you can then monitor your sugar that way. Pretty cool stuff for Google to start going into medical. You know what? I'm happy. I have no problem with Google getting into the whole medical realm. I know people are kind of afraid of Google and them being able to transmit information and personal information. You know, like that house. What's going on with the house where you could, or your apartment where you could access your air conditioning from your smartphone, etc.? How I look at it is nothing's private anymore. So as far as I'm concerned, the more people that get involved with medical research and development, I'm fine with that. We're going to talk about how the porn industry is moving to Las Vegas. Because of all the restrictions in California, it's a heck of a lot cheaper to do things in Vegas. So Vegas may get a little bit of an economic boom with the porn industry. Not sure if that helps us, hurts us in the long run, but I'm sure some people are going to be happy. Smoking rates have dropped to historic lows. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Yes, I do take credit for that. And then some of you guys getting your warts removed by the certain cryogenic apparatuses. Yep, they could be flammable. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Before we start, this is kind of an interesting email, and I love talking about, you know, the economy and you know, giving you guys kind of little I don't even know if I'm actually really giving advice, but my take on things. This was an interesting email. Harrison writes, Dahlia, I'm 52 years old and have been out of work for a year. My husband may receive a full academic scholarship to an in-state school, but I don't know what to advise him and what to study or how to eventually get a job. What would you say is the most lucrative field at this time? I don't know what's probably the most lucrative field. It's probably a field of there's probably some advancement that we aren't even thinking about right now, and that's probably the most lucrative place to go. Just like Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook, all right? Social media was just starting to ramp up, and then he just completely transformed it. Same thing with eBay. The people that came up with eBay, if I had to pick what's probably the most lucrative thing to do, is to do what nobody else is doing. By the way, there was an article on how many girls are taking selfies in their underwear. And there's actually sites that allow you to upload them, or you could just model yourself. And you have now this new little industry where I don't know if anybody's making money, where those of us who have always wanted to be a model but wouldn't get hired, rather than work for free or work for peanuts for a company, people are posting their own pictures. And some with their clothes on, some with their clothes off, but they're posting their own pictures to become a model. And I've already seen news outlets discuss certain people and their quote-unquote selfies. This is a completely different world that I could have ever envisioned 25, 30 years ago. I'd always wanted to be a model. My aunt was a model. My aunt, drop dead gorgeous, model. And I wanted to be a model, and my family would just laugh, you know, because I had brought that up. They were like, please, maybe model shoes. But, things that were unattainable in the past, very attainable now. If you want to put yourself out there on the internet, if you want people to notice you, there's tons of ways to do that. You know, in the older days, no, you had to get an agent and have the agent hopefully put your picture in front of somebody. Now that you have Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, et cetera, it is starting to get more difficult again. I mean, I was able to get my face in front of a lot of people when I had that chance. Now it's starting to get a little cluttered. But, you know, you can now Google any of your friends. And all these sites start to pop up. I mean, it's very easy now to get the exposure that you want for free. So, you know, if we're looking at, another thing I want to say, if you want your son or if any of you want to be a step ahead in terms of the job market or competition, I would say learn Spanish. Become bilingual, even if it's not Spanish in any other language. You know, an article came out saying that the Latino population is going to surpass whites in California in 2 months. In 2 months in California, all right, whites will not be the majority, but the Latino population will. I see so many people bucking the idea of learning another language. And mind you, it's difficult. But if I am going to interview somebody, and let's say for, Fortune 500 company, and you have somebody who's bilingual, even if I don't want to consciously, put them above the rest, they already have more talents for the same money. You're getting more for your buck, especially if it's a language you could use. And ask anybody who's the only bilingual person in their office. They seem to have more job security because they're the only one that can speak another language. It's interesting. Where I think it's going to be a little scary is the norm is later going to be bilingual. You know, I'll have these kids that come in, mom and dad bring them, and they're, you know, I'm speaking Spanish to the mom, and the child speaks, you know, fluent English. So I try to speak Spanish to the kid, and the kid doesn't speak Spanish. And I ask the mom, and the mom's like, they don't want to, you know, they learned English. I'm happy with that. I'm not teaching them Spanish. So I look at the kid and I go, you better learn Spanish. All right. I mean, it's going to be where all of us are going to be required to be bilingual. So if you have a kid going through, and I know a lot of you guys are moaning and groaning about that. All right. Whether you agree with that, the idea of America, not having English as the sole language or not, that's not the point. We're talking about how to compete later. You need to compete. Okay? You know, another trend that's occurring is the trend to keep your political beliefs to yourself. All right? I don't like the idea of subduing how you feel and what you believe in. I don't like that idea. All right? But that's a trend. I can't tell you how many people work in the showbiz industry in California that keep their Facebook posts, keep everything extremely neutral. And I could tell those who are Republican or conservative because they're neutral. Because right now it's a growing thing to be, or it had been up until Obamacare, to be so pro-Obama. So when I see somebody not sit there and, you know, gush over Obama, I kind of figured. All right. But you start to see a lot of neutrality. That's another trend. Again, whether we like it or not. Same thing with electronics. You know, this report that came out with the emergency room care in New York City getting a C. I would beg to differ. Okay. I think, you know, many of the hospitals in New York State are top notch, et cetera, whether they're being flooded with people that aren't paying and whether they have short supplies of things. I don't know. But one of the things they got dinged on was the electronic medical records. Okay. I've been bucking this electronic medical record thing for years, and I am going to turn electronic, but not until I know I could trust the website or I could trust the venue or the trust the medium that I am inputting my patient's private sensitive information to. I mean, this is your privacy and I'm responsible for it. But things are going electronic. We're going to be communicating with everybody. Everybody's going to have, in the old days they were talking about a microfiche, but now they're talking about, like you'll have your own like credit card that has all your medical information. It downloads or your own flash drive, let's say. We don't use floppy disks anymore. But these are things that where medicine's going. And wherever you go, wherever you travel, you throw in your medical card. Or by a fingerprint, they're able to access a national data registry, etc. And so, you know, we can be bucking things as the day is long. But if I could give you guys any advice, especially you young folk out there, learn another language or be fluent enough where you could take a stab at things. All right? And, you know, it's really not that hard to do to learn another language. If you take 1/100th the amount of time you spend on your video games, I tell this to my kids, right? And learn a couple vocabulary words and conjugating some verbs, you'd be fluent, right? Within months. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of you guys have warts, right? I had one on the bottom of my foot back in college because I would always walk around barefoot when I was younger. I never liked wearing shoes. And so these plantar warts that you can get on the bottom of your feet, they are painful. Many of you will come in saying, I got something stuck in my foot. I got a splinter. And it looks like it never was removed. Now I have all the skin growing around it. You take a look and it's actually a plantar wart. And these warts are pretty painful. Some of you get warts on your hands. Okay, again, it's viral. All right, it's caused by a virus. And then some of you get genital warts. We've talked about HPV and genital warts, all right? Well, you could very, very easily remove warts by a variety of things, okay? There's liquid removers over the counter that don't seem to work as well. There's cutting them out. I had to have the plantar wart cut out because it would have taken forever to freeze off. And then I had to be on crutches for a week, and that's really embarrassing. I had a plantar wart, you know, and you're like, well, how'd you get that? You know, I was like, well, I don't know because I'm an idiot. I like to walk around barefoot. I still like to walk around barefoot, right? But I check my feet all the time because I really don't want any more of that. Well, I guess you could also freeze them. Okay, and they say that there are certain wart removers that actually have dimethyl ether and propane, and that these could actually be flammable. Now, I've never used one of these. I usually use the liquid nitrogen, and you freeze them off. And people have asked, I don't understand why the freezing works, because many of you have had these treatments, and you go through multiple treatments, multiple freezing, and it just doesn't seem to work. It all depends on how the freezing is done. If you ever have the liquid nitrogen freezing, what has to happen is you have to be freezing them for at least 5 second interval, five seconds at a time. And the freezing has to go at least a few millimeters past the wart because the virus lives in the skin. And it could be pretty painful. But the reason why we're freezing them is we're trying to induce your immune system to fight the warts. All right? You freeze it. It starts to get scaly. Sometimes you can just kill the wart alone with the freezing. Then it either scabs up or gets red or flakes off and dies off, and then you're done. Some of you have brought your children in with like 12 warts on their hands. Well, we only freeze 3 of them. One is because the kid will yell and scream and will rarely even let you get past 3, if that. But number 2 is many times you don't have to freeze them all. Once you freeze the first 3, your body then recognizes, oh, okay, I see, this is bad. Okay, let me fight it off. And a lot of times, you know, the warts just go away. It's really, really cool stuff. All right, but I guess there's a fancy type of treatment with dimethyl ether and propane. And they say apparently that these products are supposed to be kept away from fire, flame, etc. And there's been reports that these things are flammable. I have never seen a person catch fire, but this was something that we had discussed, a while back, where some people with genital warts, as they get cauterized or chemically removed, etc., there is potential to ignite the pubic hair. So I definitely urge you all to discuss the options with your doctor before you choose to pursue some form of flammable form of getting rid of the warts. Okay. Well, while we're on the subject, let's talk about the porn industry. Okay. We've been watching all the new laws in California requiring that porn stars wear condoms. Now, I don't watch porn, okay, but I guess the reason why there's all this huge public outcry is people don't want to see their porn stars in condoms. I guess, all right, the whole idea behind porn, there's a couple ideas. One is, I guess you get to watch people having sex, but number 2 is, people really do dig the story idea of, you know, somebody, I guess, walking into a bank, somebody buying a snow cone, and then it could turn into a sexual romp. So the reason why the condom is such a big deal to the porn industry, because I'm like, well, you'd think they would want that, because every time somebody has HIV, the whole porn industry shuts down. You would think the porn industry would be pro-condom. I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, they could actually sell advertisers to condoms. You would think they would welcome that, but I guess it blows some of the spontaneity of the scenes. And I guess the cameras get really close up, so there's an art to everything. So things are expensive in California. There's these rules, there's these regulations, there's high taxes. So just as a lot of other people from California are fleeing east, going to Nevada, Idaho, Arizona, the porn industry coming to Las Vegas, they say. All right. From what we understand, requests for L.A. permits for porn have dropped 95% since the condom law, and Las Vegas is now the preferred destination. Our hotels are less expensive. You could rent out mansions, warehouses. Not sure what theme. Oh, I get a warehouse, and they make a set in the warehouse. I get that. All right. And, I don't know if Las Vegas is happy. I haven't really, talked to any of the, legislatures here or city council members or anybody to see if that, this is something that if they find appeasing. But we know that porn industry from Northern California was moving towards Reno, Nevada, etc. But, you know, I got to hand it to Las Vegas, and I hope this doesn't change. Las Vegas in general is much less expensive than you would think. I mean, not having to pay for parking is, to me, such a gift. Because you go to L.A. or you go to New York City, and the parking issue is so stressful. So with Vegas, you have that. And then, I mean, you could get some real good deals on hotel rooms. You know, I remember Obama years ago said, well, you know, you can't, you know, have a business trip and take everybody to Las Vegas or whatever he said. I can't quote him. I don't remember, but I know it was anti-Vegas, you know, because he was trying to dissuade businesses from spending money on trips. But Vegas is one of the less expensive places to go. You know, for conventions, etc. It really is. Now, mind you, the Strip, their prices for dinners, okay, show tickets, those have gone up big time. But for the most part, businesses find a lot in Nevada very conducive. And so, you know, I don't know where the publicity is going to go with the porn industry is coming to Vegas, because Vegas has really shed a lot of its Sin City image. Okay, I mean, you know, Vegas can hold its own, and once we get a sports team, oh man, we need a team out here. We would kick everybody's butt. I don't know what we'd call ourselves. We wouldn't call ourselves the Gamblers, because that's stupid. We would probably maybe call ourselves the Crapshoot or the, I don't know, maybe it really would be, maybe the Wayne Newtons. I don't know. I don't know what we'd be called. But it would be something cool, like Cool Vegas, right? Okay. So, you know, don't knock us till you try us. But seeing the porn industry move to Vegas, it's a sign of the times. You know, California and these other states where the taxes are just so high, you know, you have to go the path of least resistance. You know, we were talking about, you know, how ants, you could stop ants from coming to your house by throwing cucumber in front of the door or wherever the ants come, because the ants like to avoid vegetables. People like to avoid taxes. They're going to go where they have the money. Now, another trend I see are a lot of families are living apart. They're happy marriages, but dad's working where he could find work, but family is living in Nevada because it's cheaper to live in Nevada. I can't tell you how many people are commuting to L.A. each weekend to work. So the work may be in L.A. because people are leaving. Right? And so now there's job vacancies, but it's too expensive to live. And we're seeing these four-hour commutes, not on a daily basis, where they camp out there during the week, come back on the weekend. It's something I never thought I would see. All right, speaking of seeing, when we come back for break, we're going to be talking about these Google contacts on monitoring glucose and how rather than finger-sticking yourself, you may be able to monitor your tears. So, like, for example, when I see my ratings next month, I could probably power a whole I know. Well, it's not for power. It's for checking glucose. Don't go away. We'll be back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I apologize. I forgot to talk about the Beetlejuice that you could use for warts. All right. This is the Beetlejuice that we've talked about. It actually works really, really well. The dermatologist used it on my kids when they had a couple issues. And, but it blisters. I call it Beetlejuice because it's cantharone. Now, cantharone comes from cantharidin. Now, cantharidin comes from, I guess, the Spanish fly or blister beetles, okay? Now, I have to look this up on Wikipedia, but it is secreted by many species of blister beetle. So, I call it beetle juice. And what, you can't drink it. It's fatal. You can't drink it, but I guess it was discovered back in the 1800s, and it was found because it had very toxic properties compared to strychnine. Odorless, colorless solid at room temperature. It is secreted by the male blister beetle and given to the female as a copulatory gift during mating. Afterwards, the female beetle will cover its eggs with it as a defense against predators. The complete mechanism of how this is made is unknown. Darn, because this is kind of cool. Am I the only one really, really excited about this whole beetle juice thing? Now, the beetle juice, what you do is you put it on. You can also use it for molluscum contagiosum. Molluscum contagiosum is also this little rash that people could get during sex. It spreads very easily by contact. Even though some kids could get little molluscum, they're like these really little cute little pearl little papules that they could get on their body. And you could use a cantharone for those. You would just dab it on there and leave it out in the open to kind of air dry a little bit. Or with a wart, sometimes you have to occlude it and put a Band-Aid on it. Again, none of you try this stuff at home, because what ends up happening is it blisters. Now, it blisters, and that's how it kind of can remove and kill the skin that houses the virus for either the wart or the molluscum contagiosum. I guess what it does is when it gets into the lipid membranes of the cells, it starts to activate some of the enzymes and the proteases, which will break up the proteins. The proteins start to disintegrate, and then I guess you start to get the blistering. You're not supposed to scar with this, although a couple of my patients said their dermatologist used it, and they're afraid they're going to scar, and I'm not going to be able to tell for 6 months. I don't use it in my office, because I don't know where to find these beetles and how to get them to secrete this, I guess, unless they're copulating, and I really don't want to get that close to a bug. The other thing Brad reminded me that I forgot to mention is the duct tape that we use for warts. I taught you about a study. We've known about duct tape for years, but they actually studied it, where if you have a wart, depending on where it is, and you put the duct tape on for 2 months straight, but give yourself Sundays off. It's hard to go to church with duct tape on your fingers or on your foot. So what you basically wear the duct tape 6 days of the week, take it off on Sunday, so you get a break, and then you put it back on, eat, go home, wherever your warts are. I don't care. Be very careful genital, because you may be giving yourself like a Brazilian wax when you take off the tape. So I usually only recommend a little bit of duct tape for the kids that start to get these subungual warts that get them under the nails, or where they have like 5 or 6 in a row and they really aren't going to tolerate any of the numbing. See, the cantharone doesn't hurt when you put it on. The problem is the blistering, etc., which could be an issue. So sometimes you could just wrap some duct tape, and apparently the secretions from the sticky tape part. And we've talked to you guys about duct tape. Duct tape is supposed to be duct tape, like duct, but it used to be called duck tape. So for those of you that call it duct tape, D-U-C-K, I don't fault you for that, because back in the 40s, they would wrap the ammunition with this, and they called it duct tape because it was like water off a duck's back. So it would be waterproof. So that's where it was duct tape, but it's really duct tape with the T. Not that that really matters. I'm not, and it was the brand name. Brad's right. They would be branded as duct tape because of water off a duck's back. But when you look at generic and you're buying it, it's duct. I don't really care, but, it's a word I could very easily say because I don't have a lisp. I also have some bad news to share with you. Many of us heard last night that the professor from Gilligan's Island, Russell Johnson, has died at age 89. He played Professor Roy Hinckley. I had such a crush on him. Oh, my gosh. I thought he was gorgeous. And, he made being a science geek cool. Didn't he? He was one of the coolest cats on that show. I wasn't a real big Gilligan's Island fan. I really had trouble watching Marianne and Ginger. I know a lot of you guys had crushes on Marianne still. People are talking about Marianne today. The professor's the one that died. Why is everybody fascinated with Marianne? But I guess people like the whole picnic tablecloth clothes she used to wear. I don't know. But Russell Johnson, I guess, had died at his home in Washington. He had lived there with his wife. He had been pretty active. I don't really remember what had happened to him and how he fell ill. But 89 years old, that was good. And, you know, I just found that his role to be so cool, because you really didn't have a lot of cool scientist type until then, you know, the Incredible Hulk, right? And then you had, oh, I forgot, what's the Incredible Hulk's guy's name? I know it was Baxley, but why can't I remember? Anyway, Banner, Bruce Banner, right? Bruce Jenner? Bruce Banner. Yeah, Bruce Banner. He was a stud. Yeah, I think I had a crush on him, too. You know who I had a crush on? I had a crush on also, I told you guys this, Gavin McLeod when he was on Mary Tyler Moore. I really digged bald guys even back then. My mom thought I was so weird. I wanted to see the Mary Tyler Moore show. Of all her shows that she would watch, I like seeing What's Happening. I loved Electric Company, but I had a major crush, and I had a crush on Bob. I loved Bob on Sesame Street. That when I was younger. I don't understand this. I was like such a hoochie mama. Even as getting, and remember, as a little girl, you would think these, you know, it's not, you didn't know what you were happy, what a crush meant. But all I know is I couldn't stop watching Mary Tyler Moore because of Murray was his name. I don't know. But yeah, that's, I know a lot of you guys weren't even born yet at the time. But Dick Van Dyke, no. Never had a crush on Dick Van Dyke. Thought he was handsome though. Okay, so let's go to these, and then, of course, MacGyver, right? Richard Dean Anderson, hot, and then Bruce Willis. It was all over after Bruce Willis until Viggo Mortensen. Let's go to, and now I like that Channing Tatum, but the problem is I think I'm old enough to be his mother. Let's go to, I want to talk about the Google glasses. I know, I'd rather talk about Channing Tatum. Here we go. Okay, so Google has unveiled a contact lens that monitors glucose level in tears. The prototype, which Google says will take at least 5 years to reach consumers, is one of several medical devices being designed by companies to make glucose monitoring for diabetic patients more convenient and less invasive. Way to go. All right, barely we have almost 400 million diabetics in this world and rising. And many of them do need insulin. That and with that, when you're on insulin, you need to be checking your blood sugar regularly. You need to be poking yourself. So the contact lenses were actually developed during the past 18 months by the Google X Lab. Did you guys know Google was working on all this? Yeah. And they're working on so many cool stuff, and I'm really excited about that. And but they say the research on this began years ago at the University of Washington, all right, because they were kind of looking at other ways. We've been looking at ways to kind of blow into a machine to look at your sugar, use infrared sensors. There's a variety of things they're doing to be able to detect your sugar better than blood. Blood is the cheapest and the easiest. It's just, it's not fun. And when we're worried about compliance and keeping you guys sticking to your diabetic regimen, if you don't like needles and you don't like pricking yourself, and I don't blame you, you know, and you don't want to be at risk for infection, and you don't want to start getting scarring and calluses on your fingers, I can understand why they would want to go to somebody else. What they don't understand is many people don't like putting contacts in their eyes. So I would rather stick myself with a needle. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah. Are you smiling by my table?
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.